Catholic Bishop, Planned Parenthood Evil Organization, Founded by a Racist. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 22, 2019. The Catholic Bishop of Knoxville has decried the hypocrisy of those who condemned the use of blackface years ago yet still support Planned Parenthood, founded to purge the world of inferior races. "I just don't understand in this world of political correctness and so many attacking others because of blackface in the past," tweeted Bishop Rick Sticca Friday. "The folks like the Democratic Party support Planned Parenthood. It was founded by racists, sick, who wanted to eliminate people of color and the poor." Bishop Sticca, who has been unafraid to weigh on various sides of a number of social issues, eluding easy pigeonholing, said that he was appalled that Hillary Clinton accepted the Margaret Sanger Award, given Sanger's well-known racism. "This evil organization gives an award named for his racists, sick, founder that Hillary received, and she said she was proud to receive it," the bishop said. In March 2018, a Planned Parenthood student group at the University of Florida hosted an event to discuss the racist roots of the organization as well as the eugenics of founder Margaret Sanger. "Come join Planned Parenthood Generation Action for a panel discussion on the racist roots of Planned Parenthood during Black History Month." Read the Facebook announcement of the event bearing the title "Decolonizing Sexual Health." "Our subject is addressing the racist roots of the birth control movement, specifically pertaining to the influence of eugenics," the post continued. "Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood's founder, is a controversial figure in this conversation because despite her devotion to reproductive rights, she also had beliefs, practices, and associations with eugenics that we acknowledge and denounce, and work to rectify today." Organizers said that the event was meant to open a conversation about the decolonization of sexual health and how resources are disproportionately sick, inaccessible to folks based on demographics. According to a number of Planned Parenthood critics, however, the problem is not the inaccessibility of abortion services to minority communities, but rather its opposite, the targeting of minority communities, which seems to fit with the original racist aims of the organization. "The racist practices of Planned Parenthood continue to this day. Since the abortion giant continues to target Black and Hispanic babies for abortion by the placement of their abortion clinics overwhelmingly in minority neighborhoods. Black babies are dying at terrifying rates," stated the 26 Black leaders, including 8 bishops. "Don't Black lives matter?" In their letter, the leaders noted that the rate of abortion among Blacks is far higher than among whites, with 365 Black babies aborted for every 1,000 that are born. "Blacks account for roughly 38% of all abortions in the country, though we represent only 13% of the population," they said, citing statistics that have led Black Christian leaders to speak of a Black genocide occurring at the hands of abortionists. "Abortion is the deliberate destruction of a human life in its most vulnerable state," they said, "contrary to both natural law and biblical principle, held by the vast majority of Black churches. Among white women in America, there are 138 abortions for every 1,000 live births. Among Blacks, there are 501 abortions for every 1,000 births. This means that Blacks are aborted at 3.6 times the rate of whites in the United States." For these reasons, the Reverend Cleaner Childress, pastor of the New Calvary Baptist Church in Montclair, NJ, has fought to have the NAACP reverse its 2004 decision to endorse abortion. Childress has stated that the most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb. Calling abortion in America racist genocide, Childress said that since 1973, after the Supreme Court legalized abortion on demand, 13 million African American babies have been put to death through abortion. "While abortion is the leading cause of death for all Americans, it is even more so for the Black community, and accounts for more deaths than any disease or homicide." Follow @WilliamsRome.